NYPD apologizes for response after woman tracked down man who beat her dog Moose to death in Prospect Park, Brooklyn. Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist, a senior editor at the City, an online journal, is my guide on this. It was Harry's column that introduced me to this tragedy a week past. And now the captain of the 78th Precinct has apologized. For what? And meanwhile, the person who perpetrated this horror, to my understanding, is still not contained in any fashion. Harry, a very good evening to you. The front page of the Daily News showed very clearly the woman and her dog Moose before Moose's murder by this man in Prospect Park. The NYPD response, the Daily News says, lackluster. There are other words, but that'll do. Do we have an understanding of the NYPD, of City Hall, with this crime? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John. So this crime happened going on 12 weeks ago now. Jessica Chirstick is 41 years old, is a beekeeper, was walking her dog in the morning in the park as she does. And this man who's known to carry a stick around with him, usually with a bag on it, and to rave at women and women with dogs in particular, threw a bottle of something she thinks urine at her and her dog. And when her dog tried to defend her, he beat her with this. The dog with the stick. Since then, the NYPD has failed to find this man, despite the fact just about everybody in and around Park Slope seems to have spotted him. Many of them have called 911. They've called Jessica to check. Hey, I have this photo. Is this the right man? Oh, God, it's not. Don't. Yes, it is. Call the police. And then finally, the woman who witnessed the original assault on her 3 months ago saw the man, called 911, called Chirstick. Chirstick ran out of her house, assuming the police were right on their way, wanted to make sure this man wasn't going to get away again, found the man. This is after waving down a police car she assumed was coming to her. They don't even open the windows, she said, and just wave her off. Go away, lady. She finds this man. He becomes very agitated, takes out mace or pepper spray and sprays it at her, then chases her. Finally, the police show up. The man disappears back into the park. So the commander of the 78th Precinct, which is accountable for Park Slope and Prospect Park, which is itself sort of funny, because there's three other precincts bordering the park, but only the 7-8 controls what happens in it, which allows for a lot of incompetence and bunk passing, has apologized, not for this very broad, significant failure to find this man or do much about it. At one point, Chirstick says a lieutenant told her the case was just closed. And then after she went public about that, the NYPD and the mayor's office said, oh, no, it's not. But clearly something is wrong here. What the commanding officer is apologizing for is only the body camera footage showing Chirstick was telling an accurate and true account, and that these two police officers she waved down told her to go away, didn't even open the window. So good, you should apologize for that. But with that done, there is a very straightforward and basic job that needs to happen here, involving a presumably mentally disturbed man who beat a dog to death, who'd attacked another dog 3 years earlier, who consistently threatens women, who 12 weeks later is still living in the park. And that's just mind-boggling for me. And I imagine much harder, of course, for Jessica, who's dealing with this loss, you know, worried about something happening to someone else, and feeling gaslit, understandably, by the authorities. I think it's a real shame, and I think, while there are many bigger things happening in the city, this is the sort of thing that Eric Adams, who came in promising to, you know, provide a real sense of public safety and is now hiding behind ideas about perception. And for the third time saying, we're going to have more cops on the train, but it's overtime and it's temporary, trying to buy time, needs to take some account for what's happening on his watch and so put some real pressure from the top on these precinct officers, on this commanding officer, to either get this guy a job done or get out, and he'll put in someone who will.
Moose looks like an extremely affectionate golden retriever, to describe to everyone who has not seen the Daily News front page. We move from this ongoing, unanswered question, what is to be done about Moose's murder, to the larger question of safety in New York City since the pandemic lifted. And Harry, right now, the Daily News sending out bulletins daily to subscribers such as myself. It feels like it's a crime page. It feels like it's night court. And particularly, you know, the the Five Corners part of old New York. What we have here is in a perception, Mayor Adams, of out of control, the fact of out of control. And it became an issue in the recent debate between the candidate, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, and the man challenging, Representative Zeldin. The puzzle here is this news to Albany? Is this news that we have a crime problem and the governor is just now picking up on it, Harry? I'm puzzled.
The governor's picking up on the polls. She wanted this election to be about abortion and Zeldin's Trump support and him as someone who's untenable to many New Yorkers, which he may well prove to be. That said, New Yorkers are really concerned about mostly significantly rising crime numbers, even as murders and shootings now have started to go down, albeit from you know, a spike, a significant spike since the pandemic. So Hochul has been trying to talk around all this. This hasn't been part of her advertising. It hasn't been part of her rose guarded pitch and effect. And as polls show, the race significantly tightening and becoming more of a referendum on her. And as there's signs nationally of a rising Republican wave, maybe tied to inflation, maybe other things, she is trying to reset that narrative. However, she can't. The leaders of the legislature, and Carl Haskin in particular, leads the assembly, is really committed to not rolling back or giving up on bail reform. He thinks, and I agree, that it's actually cruel and inhumane to lock people up simply because they cannot pay. The issue is he doesn't have any positive agenda for what he's going to do to improve public safety. He just says bail reform did that. But nobody takes that seriously when the crime numbers are up significantly. I don't think bail reform is driving that, but it means Hochul sounds ridiculous. And Zeldin, who I don't think has a serious agenda, he says he'll fire the Manhattan district attorney who just got elected himself a year earlier on day one. That's not an agenda. That's not serious, but it sounds closer to the truth. He's acknowledging that there's something problematic New Yorkers are upset about, and Hochul is having a very hard time doing even that. So maybe there's enough Democrats in New York, and Zeldin's politics and associations are so unappealing that will be enough. But it's a real race right now. And Hochul does not seem like she's able to speak frankly or honestly to New Yorkers about most of this, and is just hoping to buy enough time that she won't have to and she'll survive November.
There will be a day after the November election, and the presumption is the Democrats will be successful. Does Hochul indicate she has a plan for afterwards, Harry? The city's at less than 50% office occupancy. This is an emergency.
We're back up to 50%, which is as good as we've been. There's all sorts of rumors that Hochul has pocket deals to do various things after she wins a term of her own, you know, having filled the rest of Andrew Cuomo's term. What those are and how helpful they are, we'll see. I have significant doubts.
We have 30 seconds, Harry. Go ahead.
It's really a blank slate what happens after that. Weirdly, what might benefit Adams is Hochul hanging on, but Democrats losing their supermajority in the state Senate, and this allowing the legislature to revisit bail reform and taking away some of the power of the decarceral or abolitionist left. But we are going to see how this plays out. It's very up in the air right now, and a surprisingly competitive election for legislative seats and for governor.
Harry Siegel of New York Daily News. Moose deserves attention, 78th Precinct. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.